From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a victory for President Obama. U.S. Senator Barbara Mikulski has announced she will vote in favor of the international agreement to restrict Iran's nuclear program. The Maryland Democrat becomes the 34th member of the Senate to support the accord. Her vote ensures that President Barack Obama will prevail in the administration's effort to complete action on the agreement. At least 2,000 migrants are stranded at the main international train station in Budapest, Hungary. Authorities stopped the influx of all migrants to Germany and Austria unless they have a European Union visa. Hungarian authorities had begun Monday to allow migrants who had been camped outside for weeks to take the trains without being checked for a visa. But they apparently reversed their decision on Tuesday and halted the practice, stranding thousands of would-be travelers. Gunmen wearing military uniforms kidnapped 18 Turkish workers Wednesday in Iraq's capital, Baghdad. The workers were employed by construction company Nural Insat, which is constructing a soccer stadium in the city. There was no indication of the identity of the kidnappers or their motive. A former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda entered the plea Wednesday on the first day of his trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Prosecutors say Ntaganda is responsible for atrocities committed by his rebel group, the Union of Congolese Patriots, in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in 2002 and 2003. He faces 13 counts of war crimes and 5 counts of crimes against humanity. This is VOA News. Millions of workers in India held a one-day nationwide strike Wednesday to protest government plans for sweeping labor reforms. Anjana Pasricha takes a look.
Some 150 million workers Wednesday shut down several industries, coal and mining operations, and state-run banks, demanding the government roll back plans to implement stricter labor laws and scrap its program to sell stakes in some state-owned industries. Transport went off the roads in major cities like New Delhi and Mumbai. Schools and colleges shut down in several cities. Sporadic clashes were reported in the eastern city of Kolkata between police and activists. The strike is spearheaded by 10 major trade unions who say the government's planned overhaul of labour laws will risk the welfare of millions of workers in the country. Anjana Pasricha of New Delhi.
U.S. President Barack Obama wraps up a trip to Alaska Wednesday with a visit to a community north of the Arctic Circle. The town of Kotzebue is battling coastal erosion caused by rising seas. The president's trip to the northernmost state is aimed at highlighting the harmful effects of climate change. As Pope Francis prepares for his first papal trip to the United States later this month, a survey finds many Catholics are becoming more tolerant of families not headed by a married man and woman. In a report issued Wednesday, the Pew Research Center found that while 90% of American Catholics believe a traditional household is an ideal situation for bringing up children, 84% believe unmarried parents living together can create an acceptable family arrangement, and 87% think it is acceptable for children to be raised in single-parent households. 83% think divorced parents raising children is acceptable. Official figures from across the United States reveal a startling increase in the number of murders in several major cities this year. Officials seem to be at a loss to pinpoint the exact reasons why. The New York Times says more than 30 cities across the nation have reported a sharp increase in homicides so far this year compared to the same period in 2014. A judge in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore has rejected a defense motion to dismiss charges against 6 police officers in the death of Freddie Gray. He's the 25-year-old black man who died while in police custody. The charges include second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and manslaughter. An Afghan presidential statement issued in Kabul rejects claims by Pakistani officials that they have disrupted terrorist operations targeting their neighbor. Pakistan says it has disrupted some anti-Afghan terrorist operations taking place within its borders. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.